for halachim chavis al lovus Sunday night or levov shvat tofunayin hay. Okay, there's a halacha. I think people. Wait, where's the video guy when I need him? Come on, where is he? Okay. Anyway, there's a halacha. You're supposed to have salt on your table when you eat a suda, but the machaber says the din that it's an inyan of making the bread tasty. Course, you make a bracha over the bread and you want it to be tasty. That's the Ramah then says that even if you have bread that doesn't require the salt to make it tasty, but there's a separate inyan and a mitzvah to have salt on the table. Because the shulchan is domel l'mizbeach and hachila is kekarbon. The Mishnah Berurah explains the hachila is kekarbon if and when you eat in order to have strength to be alive and strong, lavodas Hashem, so the shulchan becomes a mizbeach, and therefore al kor korboncha takriv melach. So to bring out this inyan, we have melach on the table. For who megin men aperonus, the bris melach is megin. The Mishnah Berurah says when you're sitting doing nothing because you're waiting for people to wash, so the bris melach is megin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. That al pi Kabbalah, you're supposed to dip the prusas hamotzi in melech three times. Many say that means lafuke, shaking the salt onto the bread. You dip it into the bread three times al pi Kabbalah. So you have the mechaber that talks about breaking the bread tasty. You have the Ramah talking about just having salt on the table al kor korboncha takriv melech, and the mizbeach, the shulchan is the mizbeach, so you have salt. And the Mishnah Berurah brings on from the Mekubalim to dip the prusas hamotzi no matter what, whether it needs salt, doesn't need salt, yes tasty, not tasty, to dip it into salt three times. Okay, we go now to Tavis Halvavus. The reason he has to teach us how to appreciate the Tov that Hashem bestows upon us. So he said the first reason, we learned the first reason last time, because people are caught up in their Tavis. So they always want more, more, more. Yeshlom on a road to Messiah. So they're focused on what they don't have, not on what they do have. The second reason is for Hasheni, because Seisim al Olam Azev Einim Sholom Kibahemos Cholos Ucha'ayir. You come into the world with no Seichel, and you could already see, and you're already digesting food, and you're already breathing, and you already have the sun shining and giving you vitamin, whatever the sun gives you. And you're walking and talking and thinking, you know, eventually, and you don't have seichel, so you're just doing that. Then, says the Chavis HaVavus, so you grow up a tovus u'alakim ha'odfos. You grow up having all these fantastic tovus. You're alive, and you're breathing, and you're thinking, etc. Then, you feel that it's inherent. That's part of who you are. You say, what's a human being? I'm alive. So mamela, I can talk, and mamela, I digest food, and mamela, I breathe. But None of that's true. Unfortunately, you want to be hit in the face with the fact that it's not true. You go to a hospital, and you stay there for a day, and you visit all the different wards, and you'll see that it's not inherent and automatic that a person should be able to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the hundreds of things, not to mention gravity and sanity and being able to think and talk. And then you get seichel, says the Chavis HaLavus. Then when you get seichel, so it's too late, because that's already just part of who you are, part of what you are, part of your existence. It's automatic. So you don't think anymore. You know, you're born and you could see. By the time you get seichel, enough seichel to realize that that's not mukhrach, so you already think of it as mukhrach, because for 18 years you've been seeing. So you don't think what it means not to see. So that's the second reason, is that when we come into the world, we have the tovus of Hashem before we develop any seichel, so it becomes just part of our existence, so we don't appreciate it. We take it for granted, because it becomes part of just... the truth is, our existence we also take for granted. We don't think of thanking Hashem for existing, because we exist. it's automatic. We don't think of not existing, so we don't think... So that's what he says, and by the time you get seichel, so it's too late. So that's the reason number two why you have to be taught to thank Hashem for everything. You have to thank Hashem for the sun, you have to thank Hashem for being able to see, and for being able to talk, and being able to walk. All the things that we take for granted, naturally, we have to be taught. That's reason number two.